The New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services Office of Fire Prevention and Control has begun a new statewide effort to reduce the cancer risk to firefighters and their families. Officials say the cancer rate for firefighters is higher than that for the general public, caused by exposure to toxins during fires. So the State Office of Fire Prevention and Control has put together an on-site decontamination procedure to wash away 85% of contaminants on turnout gear. State Fire Administrator Francis Nerney spoke Wednesday in Latham.
They're on the scene of a fire scene that was pretty much already contaminated. So that's why we're doing it right there where the fire was. That reduces a lot of the spread and cross-contamination. We don't want to bring it back to our homes, the firehouses, to the fire trucks.
New protocol includes rinsing firefighters off with a garden hose at low pressure to remove large contaminants, followed by brush washing gear with a solution of dish detergent and water.
Dawn soap is one of the brands, but similar brands can do the same thing. Dish soap is relatively mild, but does the job of removing or breaking the bonds with the gear pretty well, and so we can remove most of the contaminants off the firefighter gear.
Nerney says the firefighter is rinsed again with a low-pressure garden hose and then washes their helmet. Finally, the gear is bagged for transport to prevent contamination from spreading and subsequently washed according to local department policy. Fire protection specialist Tim Graves.
Firefighters give so much to their community. They need to take care of themselves. They need to take care of their families so they can have long, healthy careers. So by doing these simple techniques, we can reduce the amount of firefighter-related cancer, the occupational cancer.
Firefighters in full turnout gear demonstrated the procedure for reporters at the Latham Volunteer Firehouse.
So in this scenario, the firefighters just left the structure fire or where the smoke and contaminant places.
Nerney says occupational cancer is a leading cause of death among firefighters.
We're recognizing where that's coming from, and we're learning more and more about it. And because of our increased risk for cancer from firefighting, we are trying to decontaminate our firefighters as quickly as we can. We're developing new processes, and one of the first ones we're working with is this decon right out of a fire scene. Gross decon removes about 85%. We've known that for years when we teach firefighting hazardous materials response. So we're recognizing that that's the quickest way to reduce the risks.
Throughout the next year, state experts will travel across the state to bring the procedures to local departments. New sessions are being scheduled on a rolling basis. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.